Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how you doing?
Very, very good, thank you. It's nice to hear from you. Did you have a nice long weekend?
I did. I actually kept it quite mellow, which is, as you and Tess will know, quite odd for me.
Just easing into it all, eh?
I almost don't believe you.
No, literally, like, I didn't go anywhere, like, too exciting. I only hung out with, like, 3 or 4 people.
Fantastic.
I'm still in lockdown, I think.
Fantastic. You're just, like, slowly, slowly warming back into it. Hey, what are we talking about this morning? What TV are you bringing us today?
So, I was hoping to bring you guys Space Force, because that just came out. Steve Carell's new show about space and force. and I wanted to watch it last
things.
Night. Those two things. I wanted to watch it last night, but I fell asleep. Like, straight away. I don't know what's happened to me, guys. I'm old. So I'm watching it.
Sam's not going out. He's falling asleep. So what have you brought us?
Upload, which is an Amazon Prime Video show, which I watched about a month ago when it first came out. It's basically, the premise of the show is, what would happen if you could upload your consciousness into, like, a digital heaven?
Ooh.
But only rich people can afford the digital heaven and all the perks that come with digital heaven.
Okay.
So Robbie Amell's character, he's best known from the Green Arrow CW show, and also just a bunch of other stuff.
That's a superhero show, isn't it? Green Arrow?
Yeah.
Is that like a,
He played a fire-based superhero in The Flash, I think. I don't know. I can't really remember. But he's very good-looking. That's what I know.
Crucial things.
He is in a mysterious self-driving car crash, which shouldn't happen, and his girlfriend uploads his consciousness into basically her family's very, very rich server. It's basically like a American lake house,
ooh,
rich chalet kind of location.
So this, are we talking future time, or are we talking like contemporary dystopia? Like, the it could be right now, but if everything was a little bit different.
Set in 2033.
Okay, so it is the future.
It is the future. And it kind of is, to me, like Black Mirror's San Bernardino episode, which was the one that won an Oscar for, or Emmy, meets The Good Place.
Right,
it's kind
okay.
of got those similar vibes. So it's like a dystopian good place where, instead of tackling like what it means to be moral and what it means to go to heaven, it tackles what would happen if heaven was like had a price tag.
A corporation, and, kind of.
Yeah, and it's run by large corporations, and every corporation has a different like heaven you can pay to go to, but you can only go if you can afford it.
Right.
And his girlfriend is the account holder, so he can't do anything fun unless she agrees to it. And he doesn't really like his girlfriend because his girlfriend's kind of a snotty brat. But the show doesn't like dwell on that too long about these like kind of trivial things. It's kind of more of a love story to me.
Okay.
Because he is obviously super depressed. He watches his own funeral via a screen. Like, he can communicate with his mum still. He can communicate with his friends still. But he only really
finds... So in the server consciousness thing, you can still communicate with the people who are still alive.
Yeah, it's like you can FaceTime your dead relatives.
Wow.
It's really, really,
jeez,
really heavy.
Who needs a Ouija board when you got Zoom?
Oh, big time. His customer support person, Nora, she becomes his only friend. So she's a real living person.
Okay.
Who clocks into work every day, and her job is to monitor her multiple dead people in the server. And she kind of falls in love with this.
It's like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, just ripped off
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
It's honestly, it's so bizarre and it's such a bonkers concept. But the show, it does something good where it doesn't try and like draw itself out, take itself too seriously, because it is based in the realm of comedy. So it's like a comedy trying to tackle big issues. It's written by the guy behind The Office and Parks and Rec.
Okay.
So you know that it has some good solid background. And I think the show delivers mostly. I don't think it's an absolute perfect show. I think it's still got some season one teething issues.
Right.
And I'm excited to see what season two does. But the show is definitely easy to breeze through, very enjoyable, and it kind of does ask you some really heavy questions. And there's a whole mystery about how his car actually crashed and why he's actually been uploaded to this place.
So is it quite funny? Because Parks and Rec obviously is very funny. Same with
I don't think it hits the humour that Parks and Rec and The Office does. I think Robbie Amell's character plays a straight man in a very bizarre world.
Right, okay.
And that works really well.
Mm.
But I don't think he's anywhere near as funny as, you know, Leslie Knope in Parks and Rec.
Because she's hard to beat. You know? She's pretty iconic there.
It's a high standard.
So
how many...
No,
I was just going to say, how many episodes are we talking here? Is this like a you really have to strap yourself in 20 episode season, or are we done and dusted in six?
I think it's 10. I think it's 10 roughly 30-minute episodes. So a bit more than 20 minutes, a bit less than 45. So it's kind of like sits in the sweet spot. 10 episodes. So you don't have to waste too much time watching it. You can kind of get through the first season and like figure out if you like it or not. It's definitely a show that I don't think everyone's going to be obsessed with. Like, I don't think it's the next biggest show of the year.
So it's not the next Black Mirror. It's kind of just following in Black Mirror's wake a bit.
Well, there's so many afterlife shows now and so many dystopian future shows, because we are literally getting closer and closer to these dystopian futures. So it's kind of like everyone's writing what they know.
Yeah. You're like, oh, this basically has happened to me, so I'm just going to... It's autobiographical, pretty much.
Oh,
that
totally.
Time I got uploaded to the server.
And it does... It really is like this kind of like weird like future site thing, where any of these future afterlife-y kind of shows could be what we're looking forward to, and that's like the bonkers part about it all.
Mm.
And like, I don't have enough money saved up to get uploaded to a nice fancy place.
What kind of an afterlife are you looking at here, Sam?
You know, like a club basement or like
a nice dive bar.
Yeah, maybe just like Albert Park, but like on like a kind of semi rainy day. Like maybe that's what I could afford.
Sam,
a few pigeons.
No,
that's
pigeons.
Nice. You know, Albert Park's quite pretty in the rain.
Yeah, that's true. That
with
is true.
Those marigolds that they plant as well.
I think Sam's trying to shoot quite low.
Maybe I'm just trapped on Queen Street forever.
Oh, God.
Hustle and bustle.
That's surely the opposite. That's either purgatory or hell going on there. Hey,
yeah,
so...
There's no choice. It's just like what you get uploaded to, you know?
You just get uploaded where you go. Hey, so if people want to watch this, Sam, where can they go?
It's Amazon Prime Video, and it's all out now. It's all 10 episodes out there, ready to go, ready to binge. I reckon check it out. I mean, there's always something nice about shows tackling concepts that I haven't seen before, like Midnight Gospel last week and like Space Force next week. So give it a go.
Give it a crack.
The future is bleak, so watch a bleak show.
All right, fantastic. Thank you very much for that, Sam. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. See you then.
See you then.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
You certainly are.